I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, August 7th. Three people suffered serious injuries yesterday when a boat struck a stanchion left behind in Boston Harbor from a bridge that was demolished nearly a decade ago. The boat struck one of the stone stanchions from the former Long Island Bridge. First responder boats assigned in bringing the injured men back to shore at Black Falcon Terminal. Three adult men were hurt in the accident. Video from South Boston showed one of the men on the boat bleeding from the top of his head as he came up the ramp. Another man suffered an apparent foot injury, and the third person was also taken away on a stretcher. All three were awake and stable as they were taken to area hospitals. The U.S. Coast Guard said the 20-foot center console was a commercially licensed fishing vessel. A towboat was dispatched to bring the damaged vessel back to Marina Bay in Quincy. Photos of the vessel show damage to the bow, suggesting the boat hit the structure almost head-on. A source says the three men were never ejected from the boat, but exactly how or why they crashed into the large stanchion remained unclear. The boat was towed back to shore. The Long Island Bridge, which was torn down nearly a decade ago, has supports that are typically easy to see. The investigation into what caused the crash continues, but the families are thankful for the quick response and the life-saving rescue. The Quincy Planning Board will hold a public hearing today to determine if the MBTA bus garage on Hancock Street should be rezoned to open space. Ward 5 City Councilor Dan Minton proposed an order calling for the property to be rezoned from Residence D to open space to prevent future development when the MBTA leaves the garage and moves into their new garage that's being built on Bergen Parkway. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch has said he would like the city to acquire that property and possibly create an indoor sports complex. The planning board will meet today at 6 p.m. at Old City Hall. Quincy police are warning car owners to lock their vehicles after a recent spate of break-ins in North Quincy. Chief Mark Kennedy says several vehicles parked in the Billings Road area have been broken into recently, and in most cases, the cars were left unlocked. Kennedy says there were several reports of car break-ins during the overnight hours this week. In one case, police were investigating one break-in when a car alarm went off nearby during another break-in. In most cases, thieves are stealing personal items such as cash, electronics, and other valuables left in vehicles. Kennedy advises car owners to park in well-lit areas, never leave valuables in the car, and lock the vehicle. State Department of Public Health announcing yesterday the first human case of West Nile virus and the first animal case of Eastern equine encephalitis in the state this year. The individual is a male in his 40s who was exposed to West Nile in Hamden County. The Triple E infection was diagnosed in a horse exposed in Plymouth. Mosquito samples collected in Dedham also tested positive for Triple E. The findings raised the Triple E risk level to high in Plymouth and to low in Dedham. It's in addition to the two communities currently at high risk for Triple E, Carver and Middleborough. The risk of human infection with West Nile is moderate in the greater Boston area. The first West Nile positive mosquitoes in Massachusetts this year were announced on July 2nd from Quincy. On July 3rd, the season's first Triple E positive mosquitoes in Massachusetts were announced from Carver. There have also been Triple E infected mosquitoes previously identified in Halifax and in Kingston, as well as in Barnstable and Amesbury and Haverhill. Brockton Hospital is set to reopen next week, according to Signature Healthcare. A year and a half after a 10-alarm fire devastated the building and completely closed operations. February marked the one-year anniversary of that electrical fire, which was the largest in Brockton's history. Earlier this year, the not-for-profit healthcare company Signature said inpatient services could return by late spring. In June, that targeted opening date was postponed due to failed HVAC units. Now, Brockton Hospital will begin inpatient care starting next Tuesday. Signature is working to have 216 beds, which is full operational capacity by the end of the year. The new Brockton Hospital will feature an updated emergency room with a new 12-unit behavioral health triage units. However, the hospital's behavioral health unit remains closed, along with the maternity and pediatric units. So many of us have had to deal with skyrocketing rents or bidding wars for homes. New legislation is being touted as a $5 billion investment in tackling the Commonwealth's housing issue. It's called the Affordable Homes Act, and it's the largest housing bill in Massachusetts history. The hope is it will both increase housing production and improve the affordability of existing housing. It includes $2 billion to accelerate the development of affordable units and mixed-income multifamily housing. There are also zoning reforms as part of the bill, like allowing so-called accessory dwelling units or additions on single-family homes that the governor's office says could create 10,000 new units. And there are tax credits intended to spur housing production. With Massachusetts continuing to be one of the most expensive states in the country to buy a home or rent an apartment, state lawmakers say this bill is crucial in improving the housing crisis. Beyond that, state officials predict Massachusetts will need to build upwards of 200,000 new homes by 2030 to keep up with demand. Governor Mara Healey signed the bill into law at a ceremony in Newton yesterday. It's almost tax-free weekend in Massachusetts, and here's what to know about the annual sales tax holiday that many in the state circle on their calendar when planning a big-ticket purchase. The legislature this year approved the 2024 Massachusetts sales tax holiday weekend for Saturday, August 10th and Sunday, August 11th. On those days, the state sales tax of 6.25% will be waived on most retail items. The tax holiday exemption applies to retail items that cost less than $2,500. All retail businesses in the state that are open that weekend must participate. And yes, eligible internet shopping purchases made on tax-free weekend will qualify for the exemption. Purchases that do not qualify for the sales tax holiday include meals, cars, motorboats, telecommunication services, gas, steam, electricity, tobacco products, marijuana or marijuana products, alcohol, and layaway sales. The Taste of Quincy Food Festival is returning to Quincy today. The Quincy Chamber of Commerce is hosting the event from 5:30 to 8:30 today at the Best Western Adams Inn in North Quincy. The annual event was last held in 2019, but the pandemic put a hold on it until today. Over 20 South Shore restaurants will be featured, along with local breweries and some live music in the gazebo along the Neponset River. A special guest appearance by members of Quincy's own New England Free Jacks rugby team will kick off the first leg of their victory tour after recently winning their second consecutive Major League Rugby Championship title. $40 tickets for today's event can be purchased at the entrance. Manet Community Health Center will hold an open house at their North Quincy headquarters on West Squantum Street today. Public is invited to stop by from 1 to 4 for a tour and also to purchase a bag of produce for $2 from Fair Foods. The open house is part of National Community Health Center Week this week. The public's invited to meet Manet's staff and learn about programs, services, and employment opportunities. On Friday, Manet will hold a free blood pressure clinic at their new location at the Yawkey Housing Resource Center on Broad Street in Quincy from 9 to 3:30. Manet was founded in 1979 and has 8 service locations in Quincy, Hull, Attleboro, and Taunton. A check of business news this morning, and stocks bounced back yesterday. The Dow shot up 294 points, NASDAQ rose 166, and the S&P added 53. Shares also advanced in Asia. The dollar rose, the euro fell, oil at $73 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox get another win in Kansas City, beating the Royals 6-5. They'll wrap up that series at 8:10 tonight. the National Weather Service forecast. For today, showers around during the morning hours, then some partial clearing later today, high of 70 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low of 61. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy, but dry, high of 75 degrees. And then Friday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, high of 78. Saturday, start to feel the effects of Debbie with scattered showers and storms and a high of 83. For the boater, waves 2 feet, a northeast wind at 10 knots, gusting to 20 knots, and a high tide at 2:15 p.m. Sunrise at 5:43, sets at 7:54. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, August 7th.